Welcome to Arsenal Kids
Podcast. Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Maddie. As usual, I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Ben. And it is super great to have you here join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners, and welcome today to episode number 100.
Party, party in the house tonight. Thanks, Ben. So amazing to be at 100. And thanks to our listeners for sticking with us. But what are we talking about in Arsenal Kids podcast this time?
In part one, we look at the women's team getting back to winning ways in the Women's Super League.
As they defeated Astonville away from home. And then in part two,
we're going to be doing a women's player profile.
We are looking at the Swedish international Stenius Black Stenius.
All to come. But before we get further, a quick moment to say thanks to you for listening. We would love for you to leave us a review or follow us on social media as one of the best ways that we can keep growing the Arsenal Kids community. So email us or get your carer to help. You can email us at info@arsenalkids.com or always search for us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram.
Let's keep this adventure going together.
Let's indeed, as we continue past 100 episodes with hopefully many more to come. And we dive straight into the team news that head coach Jonas Eideville made four changes from the team that lost to Chelsea last time out. But the biggest and best news, I think, was that Lara Weinreuter returned to our matchday squad.
It was for the first time since she suffered an ACL injury 328 days ago.
And the game started, as many people expected, with Arsenal trying to counter the low block of Aston Villa, looking to stretch and pull their back five out of shape as they sat compact around the edge of the area with the support of a narrow midfield. Beth Mead's whip deliveries were causing problems early on, and from set pieces, both Kim Little and Alessia Russo came close, but after we continued to commit numbers forward, we were punished on the break with Villa's first and, as it turned out to be, only shot on target. Ex-gunner Jordan Nobbs played a pass behind our defence, and the cutback fell to Ebony Salmon, who was unmarked, and she fired it first time into the bottom left corner.
It left us behind a Ville 1-0 at halftime, with a lot of work to do.
But I tell you what, the team turned up for it following the break, with a free kick shout from just outside the area when Beth Mead's foot was clipped, not given to the Gunners, with somehow a free kick going against us. It meant the Gunners didn't let up though, and they kept pushing forward with urgency before eventually getting back on level terms. Our forward pressure told when we won it high up the pitch, and Alessia Russo took a shot, which was parried out by the Villa goalkeeper, but only as far as Victoria Pullover, who expertly dispatched a bouncing ball into the top corner away from the retreating defenders, bringing the team's level.
And that's when the chance just seemed to start piling up.
They did indeed. Frieda Mornham came close to giving us the lead with her left-footed effort hitting the post, as did Lotta Wubben-Moy, whose header was saved by the keeper, with Mornham having another chance that she fired over and Little having a driven shot that was held.
It was like the keeper has having the game of her life.
It did appear that way, but then we finally and deservedly made all the pressure count, as in the 85th minute, Wubben-Moy climbed high inside the penalty area to send a powerful header into the back of the net after a great delivery in from Alessia Russo. It was well deserved, with Arsenal having some 65% of possession, and as I mentioned before, Villa not even looking to attack, with their goal being the only shot they had in the game. But it didn't end there, because a few minutes later, we doubled our advantage and made the game safe after substitute Stina Blackstenius, who'd found some space inside the area after making a great run, took her tally to 14 for the season in all competitions, as despite slipping on the ball and the possible handball, she had the time to get to her feet and smash the ball past the keeper via a deflection,
leaving the score 3-1.
And despite then Arsenal nearly adding a fourth, the game ended with us remaining third in the Women's Super League table on 37 points, 6 points behind both Manchester City and Chelsea.
And next for the team, Ben?
Well, next up for the team is the Continental Tires League Cup Final, where we're going to be playing Chelsea at neutral venue Molyneux Stadium.
Let's go, Arsenal!
And also a reminder to listeners that tickets for the women's postseason game here in Australia in Melbourne, of which Maddie and I, we've got our tickets for, they're now on pre-sale and they'll be on sale soon. So get in quick before they go.
Okay, let's leave it for women's team right highlights right here in part one. And we'll be right back after this with part number two. Welcome back, and Ben, let's go straight to the organs of our Swedish horde.
Okay, so Emma Stina Blackstenius was born on the 5th of February 1996 in Vadstena, Sweden. She's a 1.74 metres or 5 foot 9 forward who currently plays for the Gunners.
So her real name is Emma, and she is just 28 years old.
That is correct. And Blackstenia, she grew up in her hometown, joining her local club at the age of just 6 years old. She remained at Vadstena for some time, making her senior debut for the club, where they sit in the fifth tier of women's football in Sweden on the 20th of April 2011. And she started all 18 league games and scored 21 goals in that season. In the following season, she played 16 games and finished as the league's top scorer with 38 goals and was named Östergötland Player of the Year.
Following a breakout success, she was signed by the top flight Swedish club.
She was, prior to the 2013 season, she signed a 3-year contract with Linköping in the Swedish top division, where she was instrumental in the club winning the 13-14 Swedish Cup. And as she developed more and more, in 2015, she was named Breakthrough Player of the Year before Linköping winning the 2016 Damallsvenskan title, with Blackstenius finishing as the second highest scorer in the league.
From us, Stenius went to France.
She signed a 2.5-year deal with French Division 1 feminine club Montpellier, making her debut for them on the 4th of January 2017. Having joined mid-season, Stina, in her first full season with the club, was the fourth highest scorer in the league with 12 goals in 20 games as her Montpellier finished third. But she fell out of favour with her coach in the following season, starting in only 6 games, and so she opted to leave to go back to Linköping in January of 2019. The following season, she moved to Göteborg, where her team won the league in 2020. The team actually changed their name the following season to BK Haken, and Stina scored in both the semi-final and final of their Swedish Cup victories. And in that 21 season, she led the league in both goals with 17 and assists with 8, leading her to be actually named in the 20-player Ballon d'Or shortlist.
And that was when Arsenal came knocking.
They did. With Stina out of contract, Arsenal signed her on a free transfer on the 14th of January 2022, and she debuted just 5 days after signing.
She took the number 25 jersey.
And during her short time at Arsenal, she's already helped get the 22-23 Conti Cup into the trophy cabinet and was Arsenal's leading scorer in all competitions last season, and she's on track to complete that feat again this season.
Having played 77 games for the Gunners, and scoring 39 goals so far.
And for her national team, Sweden, Stina has appeared for them since under-17 level, with her being the UEFA Under-19 Championship's top goal scorer as Sweden went on to win that tournament. She scored 50 goals in 49 appearances as a youth international before she made her senior debut on the 27th of October 2015.
And she has 2 silver Olympic medals.
She does, from the 2016 and 2020 Olympics, where she stepped up to the plate in both occasions, scoring in the Olympic finals. But on both occasions, it was not to be for the Swedish team, who finished runners-up. She also led the line for the Sweden team that finished third in the recent Women's World Cup held here in Australia. And in total, Stina has appeared 105 times for the Swedes and scored 31 goals.
And an interesting fact about Stina to finish on, Ben.
Well, how about this one, Maddie? Her last name, Blackstenius, it comes from her father's family. He lived on a farm called Blackster, and her grandfather's name was Sten. So Stina, her father, and her brother are the only people who have the last name Blackstenius in Sweden.
That's pretty cool. Well, let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude to you for your continued support. If you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe so you don't miss us in the future, because your love for the beautiful game is what fuels our passion.
And we love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you back in the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time.
Goodbye!